Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Vision Pro introduced a variety of powerful new Apple technologies like eye tracking for navigating Vision OS. Now, Bloomberg reports that the forthcoming Vision OS 3 update will expand eye tracking to let you scroll apps using only your eyes. Currently, Apple Vision Pro lets users navigate the software by looking at objects, then selecting them by pinching their fingers. This Vision OS 3 update would seemingly remove the need to pinch your fingers together to select something, and instead only require that you use your eyes to navigate Vision OS. Bloomberg says the eye scrolling feature will work across all of Apple's built-in apps on Apple Vision Pro, but Apple is also preparing a way for developers to integrate the technology into their own software. This means that it won't work by default in third-party apps, and Apple will need support from developers to make that happen. The Bloomberg story doesn't share any additional details on how exactly this will work and what advantages Apple thinks it will have over the current eye and hand tracking combination, but if it works properly and consistently, it could make Vision Pro even easier to navigate without having to attach a separate keyboard or mouse. Vision OS 3 will be announced at WWDC next month, and we'll have to wait and see Apple's demo to learn more about this new eye tracking technology. Running out today, back in February, we saw a beta testing of an Apple Music feature that lets you import playlists from Spotify and other music services. Apple has now published a new support document on its website suggesting that this feature is now rolling out to everyone. Apple says you can import both your music library and playlists into Apple Music from a third-party music streaming service. In order to do this, in its support document, Apple says you need a subscription to Apple Music, an iPhone or iPad updated to the latest version of iOS or iPadOS, or an Android device with the latest version of the Apple Music app. You'll also need your username and password to your other music streaming service like Spotify, and you'll need to turn on the Sync Library feature of Apple Music on all of your devices. As of right now, Apple says the ability to transfer your library and playlist to Apple Music is available in Australia and New Zealand only. Presumably, these markets are serving as the testbed for these features, and they'll eventually be expanded worldwide. Through the transfer process, Apple Music will look at your library on the other music streaming service, then work to import that music into your Apple Music library. This should make the process of switching from Spotify or another streaming music service to Apple Music significantly easier. The feature works for content in your music library as well as all of your custom playlists. Interestingly, Apple hasn't talked about this feature other than in this support document, but perhaps we'll get more details once Apple is ready to roll it out worldwide. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze Computer Backup was built for Macs. It runs natively on macOS, seamlessly backing up all of your business-critical files in the background without slowing down performance. It's easy to manage and simple to restore. Lost a file? No problem. Quickly restore files from the cloud or even have a physical drive shipped to you for easy recovery. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively score 10% off at checkout with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily at checkout for 10% off. Just go to backblaze.com/buy to purchase now, or backblaze.com/9to5mac to create a trial account. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting 9to5mac daily. Rounding out today, after years of delays, Apple has officially announced the launch of next generation CarPlay, which is now called CarPlay Ultra. Apple first announced next generation CarPlay at WWDC in 2022. At the end of 2024, the company confirmed that the launch would be delayed, but committed to the fact that it was still in development and coming soon. In a press release today, Apple said that CarPlay Ultra is now available for Aston Martin vehicles in the United States and Canada. The feature is available on new vehicle orders, and a software update will bring it to existing cars as well. CarPlay Ultra integrates vehicle controls with the CarPlay experience, taking over both the center screen in your car as well as the instrument cluster behind the steering wheel. This includes taking over the interface for everything. That includes speedometers and other gauges, toggles for things like air conditioning and driver assistance systems, advanced media controls, and more. CarPlay apps like media and navigation can also seamlessly integrate into the instrument cluster, so as you're driving, you can switch between modes that show you your speed, in-depth Apple Maps navigation, and now playing information. CarPlay Ultra also allows for on-screen controls or Siri voice commands to control car features like the radio or the climate, and vehicle-specific features like performance driving modes. In the CarPlay interface on the center screen, there's a new interface for widgets. Here, you can see widgets from your iPhone right on your CarPlay screen for things like calendar, reminders, and weather. Apple is working with its automotive partners to create these themed interfaces that match the car brand. This means that the user interface shown for the CarPlay Ultra design in the Aston Martin has its own custom theme designed by Apple and in partnership with Aston Martin designers. But of course, the big question mark at this point is CarPlay Ultra availability. A launch with just Aston Martin vehicles is pretty restrictive. Aston Martin cars are very expensive and not practical for most iPhone owners. At WWDC 2022, when it first announced next-generation CarPlay, Apple said the following brands had committed to supporting the platform: Land Rover, Lincoln, Audi, Volvo, Honda, Nissan, Ford, Porsche, Jaguar, Acura, Polestar, Infiniti, and Renault. Mercedes-Benz was originally on the list, but it abandoned its plans to support next-generation CarPlay last year. And in today's press release, Apple said that three new automakers have also signed on to support CarPlay Ultra, and those are Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. So at this point, we're waiting on more details for when each of those companies will actually launch support for CarPlay Ultra. Porsche is believed to be next up, but beyond that, we don't have any inclination on when those features will expand. It takes collaboration between Apple and car companies, so it's expected to be a very slow and gradual rollout that likely spans several years. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.